Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. What a week we have had. A little recap of everything that happened this week, aside from the cattle market going limit down multiple days, seeing some historic moves there, trying to rebound a little bit here this morning. Had some good cattle trade. We had feeders up pretty nicely. And now, just a little bit ago here, looks like Trump was talking to some media and talking about consumer prices, and he's still working to bring some stuff down. And of course, how sensitive the cattle market is as to those comments lately, kind of took that to heart a little bit. So we sold off here into the last half hour. On the grains, though, quite the opposite. So with the Chinese trade deal, the handshake deal done, we wanted to see some follow through. Looks like we got some of that here today. China did secure another 3 to 4 cargo loads of U.S. beans out of the Pacific Northwest. So that took grains that were kind of sluggish here overnight into the morning and boosted them here. We're up a little bit on the day. Not a lot, but beans up 4 or 5, corn up 1, wheat kind of getting the most of it here, up 8 cents. This bull market, what they say, you've got to feed a bull every day. So just because we have a Chinese trade deal, we need to see more good news coming after that to keep this market going. After gaining almost a dollar here off of this news, that's a big move. We need to sustain that move. We need to continue with that good move, good news moving forward. Kansas December wheat, we'll start here, up 8.5 cents, 5.21. March up 6.5 cents at 5.35. December Chicago wheat, 7 higher, 5.31. March up 5.75, 5.64. Minneapolis December up 6 cents right now, 5.56. March higher by 5.25 at 5.76. December corn up 2.25, 4.31 3/4. March up 1.5, 4.44. Into beans, November up 5 cents right now, 10.95. Jan's up 4 at 11.11. Bean oil for December, getting hit out of this whole trade deal situation. They haven't been up one day since. Down 92 cents right now, 48.66. And bean meal on the opposite hand, up every day since. December up $7.60 here, 322.50. Canola for January down $10 right now, 638.40. And December,
If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221.
Let's get into cattle. Live cattle right now for October, they go off the board today. They're going to settle right now looking at up $1.10 at $236.60. December lives down $2.63, $228.55. And Feb lives down $3 right now at $226.60. We have boxed beef numbers up 40 cents on choice and select down 29 cents. And the feeder index made a low here today, down $4.48 to $347.52. Feeders right now for November down $5.10, $336.77. Jan's down $5 at $329.47. March off $4.80, $324.62. The low of the day here for these feeder months were almost touching $8 lower at one point after those supposed comments, now have rebounded about half of that. On the hogs, December's down 2 cents right now, 80.85. Feb's down a nickel at 82.15. And crude oil up 67 cents a barrel, 60.96. And the stock market here struggling a little bit as the day goes on. The S&P down $47, 6,847. Dow off 300 points, 47,400. Dollar index up 30 cents, 99.63. And gold, the volatile gold market down $40 today at $3,997. Silver down 62 cents, 48.11. And Bitcoin up $3,000 a coin today at $110,450. Have a good weekend.
Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.